You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It's Wednesday. It's late Wednesday. Unfortunately, things got away from me, and you'll understand why here momentarily, but we are back with the Locked On Wolverines podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. And today's episode has been brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off of your next order. We are going to naturally talk about some Big Ten stuff. I kind of want to reiterate, I don't know how many of you got a chance to listen to the M Zone on Tuesday. My appearances are normally on Friday, but we had it on Tuesday yesterday. And I talked with Jamie and Dennis Fithian about the Big Ten. And I kind of want to reiterate my thoughts on that, especially because I've seen a lot of articles kind of come out in the last, in the last 24 hours that have kind of echoed what I pretty much said. So I want to tell you my thoughts about where the Big Ten stands as of right now. And then we are going to spend the rest of the time with Donovan Edwards, either talking to him or about him. Because that's where I was today. I was in West Bloomfield checking out their second practice of the fall camp season, all that. I know I'm pretty sure they started and stopped and all that, but this is their second practice back since they were allowed to as they gear up for the gear up for 2020. So we're going to hear directly from Edwards, everything I asked him on the record, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. So that's the goal. That's the plan. So, all right, let's get to the Big Ten stuff. The obviously there's just a lot of unknowns right now when it comes to what is going to happen. I think that I don't buy any of this that, you know, stuff that came out over the weekend or late in the week last week. The Mark Schlissel is holding up the Big Ten. I don't buy. I mean, that doesn't even meet the smell test. Not to disparage my guys over at Wolverines Digest. You can hear Zuri with some unrest here. She's got unrest because I've been gone all day because I was at West Bloomfield. But not to disparage my guys over there. And I'm sure that there's usually some inkling of truth to even rumors. But it just doesn't meet the smell test for me. And that's because I don't think that one school can hold the other 13 hostage. Maybe I'm wrong. But I didn't buy into it then. I don't buy into it now. I do think that Schlissel is probably still a hard pass on a 2020 season. Hence the crickets that you might be able to hear since my window is open. If the noise reduction doesn't take it out. But that's what it's been. And I think it's been offensive, right? That he hasn't said anything. And that he seems to be on Twitter more often than not these days. It seems like every time I turn around, he's tweeting something about a dining hall being open or, hey, students, stay safe and whatever. But listen, I talked to one person that would know what was going on, and they said that it was all bunk. The whole thing. So you take that, you take all the rumor mongering that comes from Sir Yacht and all of that. Like, I understand people just want a season so bad they're willing to believe anything thrown their way. Is there a kernel of truth in it? Yes. I mean, it's just like any other instigator out there, fire starter out there. It's Dan Patrick throws out October 10th and suddenly you've got people with, quote, sources saying, yeah, the Big Ten's ready to roll October 10th. They're going to do it. It's going to happen within 24 hours. And then 24 hours pass and nothing's happened. And it becomes this circus. But here's the thing. I don't blame whether they're faulty reports with half-truths, stabs in the dark. I don't blame any of those. I don't like them, but I don't blame any of them. Just makes my life harder. anyone in the position of that I'm in, or anyone similar to me. But who do I blame? I blame Mark Schlissel and Kevin Warren and the Big Ten for letting this you-know-what show continue the way it has. Because here's the thing. And this is something that Dennis said on the radio yesterday. Schlissel is an immunologist. And he's a professor. Excuse me, professor. Wow, lost my voice there. If he was born for a moment, it's this one, right? Global pandemic. Coming out and explaining his viewpoint, which at this point, it seems like it is more of a viewpoint than it is this is the science, because he's not backing any of it up, but he would, and there's people that clearly disagree that also know the science. He would come out and be like, all right, I am going to educate at least the University of Michigan people, whether it be the students, graduate students, of which are on strike, by the way, because they feel it's unsafe. He would educate all of those people that are currently within the University of Michigan. And I mean, he has an opportunity to speak to all of the Michigan fans out there, which it seems like he disregards that element. So there's that. And he's not taking advantage of that. He's sitting on his hands. Then, on top of it, not only is Schlissel not being a leader, none of the Big Ten really are, because no one knows what's going on. We caught up with Jim Harbaugh on Saturday. I was part of the scrum that marched along with him, which was fun because I was ahead of him taking video with my phone and running into walls and trees and things like that. It was really fun. Good look. But he doesn't know what's going on. And he's the most prominent person, whether Schlissel wants to admit it or not, the most prominent person, the most prominent face of the University of Michigan. If you go to Texas, or if you go to California, or if you go to Idaho or Washington, and you mention Michigan, you just say University of Michigan, it's not Mark Schlissel that those people are going to think of. It's most likely going to be Jim Harbaugh and the football team. And here's the thing, on top of that, to stay on the Michigan angle. You could say that the president has more things to worry about than the football team. But the football team being a, you know, nine-figure revenue deal, right? It's a Fortune 500 company in and of itself, right? It deserves consideration. And Schlissel's not giving any of it. These people don't know that the people you're affecting don't know what's going on. And that goes for across the board. And here's the scathing part that I get to. These people are not being leaders. Because if you're going to be a leader, I understand they have their return to competition task force. You know where the transparency helps? Satiating the uproar. all of the people, all these disaffected voices, whether they be coaches, players, ADs, fans, whatever. But no one knows what's going on. If you come out and say, here's what we're thinking, here's what we're thinking now, here's what our plan is. Listen, if they just came out with a plan and said, hey, we're playing in November, we're starting on Thanksgiving, here's a preliminary schedule. This is certainly subject to change with multiple things, but we're moving forward somehow. Then finally, I think at least people would say, okay, now we know what the deal is. But right now, everything's in limbo. Everything's in purgatory because all of these people, whether they're sitting on their hands or not, that's the appearance, is that they're sitting on their hands. Now, Teddy Greenstein, I don't know who else reported it, but I saw Teddy Greenstein while I was at West Bloomfield, reported that a revote is happening potentially Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. That's actually is happening. So, I mean, if the Big Ten had any wherewithal, this would have been public information before right now, after weeks of speculation that this was going to happen. But yet they just keep on floundering and keep on being rudderless. And for being these prestigious academic institutions, these presidents are dumb. They're just completely stupid, and they're not leaders. Because does anyone trust their leadership right now? I sure don't. All right, we have to move on because we have other things to get to. Notably, Donovan Edwards, the four-star running back from West Bloomfield. We definitely need to hear from him. My conversation with him earlier today after practice, and then we'll talk about it. But first, I think y'all know about Built Bar because we've talked about it a million times, how much I love it. And you know what? I got paid today. I need to order my next box of Built Bar. That's happening. It's super delicious protein bars that, they've got amazing flavors. I'm almost definitely getting the almond coconut or the toffee almond. I'm not sure which one I want yet. Or if there's any other amazing flavors, right? Because, I mean, the last one I got like a hazelnut cheesecake or something like that. I know that their flavors are coming in and out of circulation. So if you go to builtbar.com, put in promo code locked on, you can find the perfect flavor for you. Get $10 off of that order. I mean, don't take it from me. Take it from all of your fellow listeners who on the Thursday mailbags, how many times have we heard someone saying, I bought a box, I loved it. So I am telling you, it is super worth it. You got to go to builtbar.com, put in promo code locked on, get $10 off of that box. I'm telling you, you're not going to regret it. All right, so I went to West Bloomfield High School today, and I was there for a lot longer than I anticipated, talking to Donovan Edwards and head coach Ron Bellamy. Little chit-chat with both Michael Williams and Dylan Tatum, but did not get a chance to talk to them or Amir Herring. I'm going to be going to, well, at least the plan is to go to their season opener on September 18th against Oak Park at Oak Park. Because, I mean, that's just a powerhouse matchup to open the season. That's a hard date to pick, by the way, because Cass Tech and King are playing that day, and I never get to see that because it usually takes place on a Saturday and it's concurrent to a Michigan game. And it's like, man, they got Raheem Anderson, and I could see Dante Moore, and there's all kinds of options there. And, I mean, I was even enticed by the fact that I haven't been to a Holly High School football game since I was in homecoming, which is the only time I was ever at a football game, and I didn't see it. I just came out at halftime. They're playing Fenton, the rival, and I kind of want to go see them lose in Fenton, but, you know, priorities. Some other time, Holly High School. Anyway, without further ado, let's listen to what Donovan Edwards had to say. I asked him a litany of questions about leadership and who he is as a tailback and multiple different schools in his recruitment. And yeah, take it away.
All right. So last time, it's been a while since we have talked. Things have kind of changed dramatically as far as other teams in your recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it stand right now? Like, what, who are you hearing a ton from right now? And what's your kind of impression of that?
I mean, I hear from all types of schools. I hear from Michigan. I hear from Penn State. I hear from Georgia, Oklahoma, Alabama. I hear from Florida State. You know, I hear from a bunch of schools. But, you know, as I've always been saying, I'm just blessed to be in this situation, be blessed to, you know, just continue to be out here playing football, continue to be out here being the best leader, being the best football player I can be.
Speaking of leadership, I saw you give an impassioned speech to your offense.
Mm-hmm.
What was that about, and what's driving that leadership? I mean, I've seen that leadership already over the last year, but like, what's really driven that?
What really driven is like every single year I've been here, we came in up short. My freshman year, we lost in the state championship 3-2. I was the only freshman. I was the only, you know what I'm saying? Like junior sophomore year, I broke my ankle. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get to do too much. Last year, we lost to Belleville. You know what I'm saying? It's like so many little things about this team. You know, like we just beat ourselves at a certain point. You know, like I'm just trying to be the best leader I can be. That's what I could say.
Now, how relieving is it knowing that you're gonna be able to have your senior year of high school?
It's definitely nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't think that I have to like think about my senior season being at jeopardy, but. You know what I'm saying? I'm most definitely thankful and blessed to be out here with my guys.
Now we got to see you play not only running back today in the second practice,
mm-hmm.
but you also saw you at Wildcat, saw you at wide receiver. Speak a little bit about your versatility and what you bring to the table as a back.
I feel like I bring everything to the table. You know, I run between tackles. I can run the ball outside. You know, you can put me in the receiver. I'll run any route you want me to run. You know what I'm saying? I know how to command the offense. You know, I know how to make line calls. I know how to read, you know, like the three technique, the DN, the linebackers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, like, what fronts are what. I know how teams going to come out. So, you know, like, whatever team could throw at my way, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could do anything.
Now, just getting to a couple of the schools that are recruiting you, let's start with Georgia. I know that I believe you got to visit Georgia mm-hmm. right before the pandemic.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with that recruitment as far as like what are your relationships there? What's appealing to you about the Bulldogs?
Georgia, come on, Georgia, go Dogs, most definitely. My relationship with Coach McGee, Coach Smart, you know, they be hitting me up all types of stuff today. So you know, like they real great people. You know, they understand their job. They understand what they could do with me. I understand what they could do with me. The program by itself, you know, I could come in there and play with Kendall Milton. You know, they got great history. They just had DeAndre Swift drafted. You know, like Coach McGee compares me to DeAndre all the time and stuff. But he says I could be, like, you know, a better player than DeAndre. So, you know, that's just what it is.
Now, Oklahoma, I believe you didn't get a chance to. You were planning on it, and then the pandemic hit.
Yes, sir.
Are there any plans for you to try to get out there unofficially while
yeah,
the
deck I'll probably try to get out there unofficially. You know, if I can't do an official, I understand that. But, you know, Oklahoma is definitely a place of interest for me.
Michigan State, I know, has made a strong push for you since Mel Tucker took over. Mm-hmm. Last time I talked to you, you were just wanting to know more about what that was going to look like. What have you learned since February about Michigan State?
I mean, not too many new things. I could say that their recruiting class for 2021 is a very special class. If I'm a part of that, then we can make things happen.
Now, Michigan, I mean, you're wearing Michigan cleats. Yes, you're wearing the Michigan gloves.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely have the Michigan flair going on here. Last time I talked to you, it seemed like they were a little bit further behind, but it seems like they've really, really picked things up for you. Mm-hmm. What's happened, and where does Michigan stand for you?
I mean, I could say nothing really has happened. I could just say, you know, like, throughout this time, we've continued to, me, Coach Jay, Jim Harbaugh, Josh Gash, you know, we continue to build a solid relationship. You know, they tell me things, you know, things that I need to hear, things I don't need to hear. You know, they always keeping it strong and keeping it 100 with me. I could say that for Michigan that they're high in my recruitment. So,
Now, I spoke to J.J. McCarthy last week, and he said that while he has been passionately trying to plead with you to come to Michigan, he's kind of taken a little bit, given you a little bit of space. Yeah. What, how much have those guys, that the current 2021 class, how hard have they come after you? And has any other school had that kind of fervor of their current commits trying to bring it?
Most definitely. I could say, yeah, I could say, you know, lots of schools have their recruits trying to, you know, recruit me, whatnot. But, you know, I don't buy into that at all. You know, I'm a person of my choice is my choice. You know, I got Coach Bill. He showed me, you know, everything. Like, he made me weigh the pros and cons with every single school. So whatever decision is my decision, you know what I'm saying?
Now, what's kind of going to be that thing that's going to tell you this is going to be my choice? Because it's been a while now. I mean, mm-hmm. you said back in February that you already knew everything that you needed to know about Michigan.
Yes,
what's going to be that thing that's going to make you say, all right, now this school is it?
I don't know yet.
Do you know when you would ideally, because I don't think you've dropped like a top mm-hmm. list or anything like that. You know, ideally, like how this is gonna unfold for you.
Oh, I mean, the time's gonna play itself. You know, I maybe commit like, you know, like around signing day. So maybe commit like November. So I don't know. Yeah,
just playing it by ear.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Thanks, Donovan.
All right, that does it. Donovan Edwards. West Bloomfield, 4-star running back, rated by 24/7 Sports as, I mean, he's in 5-star range for 24/7. He hasn't been given the 5th star yet, but 24th overall. They give their top 32 guys 5 stars in their proprietary rankings, just outside of that range in the composite, 37 overall. But you know what? There's a bunch to talk about here. Right now, Michigan has all of the votes that aren't undecided. 90% of the experts have Edwards going to Michigan. But it's a 5 confidence overall, a bunch of 6s across the board. I'm going to give you my thoughts on his recruitment after my visit to West Bloomfield today here in just a moment. All right, so those of you who have been longtime listeners, you'll remember back in February, I was I don't know if I was the first one to somewhat sound the alarm on Michigan and Donovan Edwards, but I might have been, because I remember everyone was like, yeah, he's going to Michigan, and then I came back from West Bloomfield, and I told you, like, hey, Michigan's got some work to do. Michigan's got a lot of work to do. I remember I put it in no uncertain terms, but I'm going to tell you right now, it was significantly more dire than I even let on. It was not looking good for Michigan at all back then. But the good news is I'm here to tell you now, I think Michigan's in great shape. I think Michigan's in great shape. Now, does that warrant... Would I say that Michigan is a lock? No. Would I put in a crystal ball if I still had one for Edwards to Michigan? The answer is also no. I think it's entirely premature. Now, I also don't think that this is a situation where it's, well, he hasn't picked Michigan, so he's not going to pick Michigan. I don't think that's the case either. I mean, you heard him say, you know, could be signing day. He said back in February, I know everything I need to know about Michigan. But those relationships have gotten significantly stronger, and Jim Harbaugh has gotten significantly more involved. That said, those other schools that got mentioned, as well as some others that he mentioned, like Penn State, but I mean, Oklahoma, Georgia, those are going to be the tough ones to overcome. I feel like particularly Georgia, he did get, he did get to Georgia before the quarantine. And I think that Georgia's got a strong pull. Listen, I don't think there's anything nefarious or anything that, you know, is going on there or anything like that, that people would like to attribute to places like Georgia. But I do think that they have a really good track record. I mean, you heard what he said the coaches are telling about DeAndre Swift. Like, he paid attention to what the Georgia's backs have done. And on top of that, you know, they're saying, hey, you can be better. Listen, I've heard this type of thing, and a lot of times I let it wash over me like hyperbole. Listen, the thing that I've been hearing, at least from internally from these places, is that is not hyperbole coming from any of them, whether it be Georgia, whether it be Ohio State when they were pursuing him before they got Travion Henderson. They believe that he is that level of special. I haven't seen him in a real game. I've only seen him in 7-on-7s. So I'm very excited to see him in a real game against really good competition in Oak Park. Super, super excited to see that. But when it comes to his recruitment, I think you're just going to have to wait it out. And if you're Michigan, you have to continue to press as hard as you can. Right? You cannot take the foot off the pedal for a moment. Because the moment you do, Georgia, Oklahoma, all those types of schools are right there waiting. Now, I don't personally feel, and he didn't say this to me on or off the record or anything, I personally feel like MSU, where's the threat? But that's just me. So we're going to wait it out. And if Michigan continues to do what it's been doing, I think that Michigan's got a real shot. I'd say it's more than a coin flip, but it can't let up. It has to continue. That's the important thing. All right, well, we will be back on Thursday with the mailbag, as we usually are. So get those questions in on Twitter. I put up the call on today, Wednesday, before I left for West Bloomfield. So get your questions in. I need more than 13. Definitely can't have less. Otherwise, not really the mailbag. So get those questions in. Also, check out Locked On College Football. We relaunched this week with new hosts. I am your Tuesday host. So you can go back and listen to yesterday's episode with me and Zach Blackerby, host of Locked On Auburn. Really, really fun experience. We're doing it every Tuesday, talking about college football as a whole. So really excited for everybody to check that out. That'll do it for us today. We will be back on Thursday, as usual, with the mailbag. Get those questions in. Thanks for listening. Peace.